been arrested in connection with a fire on Table Mountain, which has caused damage to buildings at UCT and forced evacuations in the Friedehoek area. The city of Cape Town says it's still looking for two other suspects. Police say the man was caught in Philip Khosana Drive last night, where yesterday's blaze broke out. Meanwhile, disaster management authorities say strong southeasterly winds may hamper efforts to deploy aerial support to fight the fire. Local government ministry spokesperson, James Brent Steyen.
The concern remains for what the new day is going to bring in terms of weather. Indications seem to be that strong wind can be expected, and certainly that is a cause for concern. Aerial firebombing will be reconsidered and deployed if possible and if conditions allow.
The South African Health Products Regulatory Authority, SAHPRA, says it expects